Monevium enters FCA special administration with no FSCS cover. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority confirmed that Monevium LTD, an authorized payment services firm, entered special administration on 18th of June 2026. Adam Henry Stevens and Christopher Allen of S&W Partners LLP were appointed to manage customer claims and the return of funds. The source is the FCA's own notice, published this week. For anyone who keeps a balance with a fintech account rather than a bank, this is a useful case study in a risk that often goes unread until something breaks. Monevium was not a bank. The protections that apply to a payment institution differ from the ones most people assume cover their money. A restricted firm finally hits administration. Monevium did not collapse overnight. The FCA notes that on 28th February 2024, the firm agreed a voluntary undertaking that restricted the activities it could carry out. A restriction like that is usually a sign a regulator already has concerns about a firm's finances, controls, or both. More than a year later, the firm has entered special administration, a court-supervised process designed specifically for failed payment and e-money companies so that customer money can be identified and returned in an orderly way. The special administration regime exists because ordinary insolvency law was a poor fit for these firms. Payment institutions hold large pools of customer money they do not own. The regime gives administrators a defined objective to return that money quickly, separate from the general task of winding the company down. S&W Partners now runs that process for Monevium customers. Safeguarding is not the same as a deposit guarantee. Here's the part that catches people out. As a regulated payment services firm, Monevium was required to safeguard customer money, meaning it had to hold those balances separately from its own operating funds. Safeguarding is the primary protection for payment and e-money customers, and in a clean case, it is what allows money to flow back after a failure. Safeguarding is not the financial services compensation scheme. The FCA states plainly that the FSCS only applies to certain activities and does not include payment services. A bank deposit up to £85,000 is FSCS protected, so if the bank fails, the scheme repays you. A safeguarded payment balance has no such backstop. If safeguarded funds fall short, for example, because records are incomplete or administration costs eat into the pool, customers can face a shortfall with no compensation scheme to close the gap. That distinction sits at the heart of how most modern spending products are built. A large share of prepaid cards, neobank-style accounts, and crypto card programs are issued through e-money or payment institutions rather than chartered banks. The brand on the card is often not the entity holding the regulatory permission or the safeguarded float behind it. The counterparty layer behind prepaid and crypto cards. Crypto card users tend to focus on the headline mechanics, the cashback rate, the FX markup, the network. The layer that rarely gets attention is the issuer. When you load a custodial card, your money usually moves into a fiat or stablecoin balance held by a third party until you spend it. That balance carries counterparty risk. If the holding entity fails, your access depends on how cleanly the funds were segregated and on the administration process that follows, not on a guarantee. The crypto industry has its own version of this lesson. Custodial failures from Celsius to earlier exchange collapses showed that a frozen balance is worth nothing at the moment you most want to spend it. The Monevium administration is a quieter, more conventional example of the same principle applied to a UK payment firm. Two practical takeaways follow. First, the size of a balance you keep parked with any single issuer matters. Money you have already spent is gone, but a large stored float sitting in a card account is exposed to that issuer's solvency. Keeping working balances small limits the damage. Second, the difference between custodial and non-custodial design is not academic. Cards that let you spend directly from your own wallet remove the issuer's custody of your funds from the equation, replacing counterparty risk with the responsibility of managing your own keys. Neither model is free of risk, but the risks are different and worth choosing deliberately. Steps for affected Monevium customers. Monevium customers should contact the special administrators for updates on claims and timelines rather than waiting for the firm. S&W Partners has set up a dedicated channel for the case and is the correct point of contact for questions about balances and the return of safeguarded money. Customers in the UK should treat the administrator's communications, not third-party messages, as the authoritative source, and be alert to scams that often follow a public failure of this kind. The broader UK regulatory backdrop for stored value and stablecoin products continues to shift, which makes the safeguarding question more relevant, not less.